On Michigan Ag Today, Grant Reif joins us. Grant, a district sales manager for Dairyland Seed covering the Southeast Michigan territory. And let's get an update as harvest rolls on, hopefully winds down. We'll find out about that. Grant, first of all, just a rundown on what harvest has been like here in 2023.
Harvest in 2023 has been slow. It has had its challenges. We've had wet corn, wet soybeans because of 6 weeks of early drought in May and June. It delayed emergence this year. And with the Canadian wildfire smoke, there's no real way to quantify what that did to the crop, but we do know that it slowed it down. We know that it hurt us in as far as growing degree units out there this year. And so it's delayed everything a little bit. But all of that being said, the yields have truly been remarkable considering what the crop went through.
Let's talk about those yields. First on the soybean side and then corn. What kinds of numbers are you seeing in general?
So far, we've seen a lot of soybeans in the 65 to 70 bushel range. And with corn, there has been a lot of corn up over the 200 bushel mark. That being said, there is a lot of variability out there because the rains were variable this summer as well.
And do you feel like the pace is beginning to pick up here and could continue at a little bit higher pace based on the weather?
Yes, absolutely. With the above normal temperatures that we're looking at this coming week here in Michigan, we are expecting to see a very busy harvest week.
What seems to be working as far as products that are that were planted back in the spring?
For Dairylands, our products that have been working on our soybeans, our 2717s and 2562, both Enlist varieties, have worked very well in that mid group 2 range. Our on the early side, our 2188 Enlists have yielded and performed very well. They were able to get off and get some weed in behind those acres. And then we have a new 2.9, our 2902, that has impressed me coming out of our research plots so far this year. And then on our corn, our number one seller for this area continues to be our 4510Q. It's just been remarkable how well it handled the drought and handled stress across different acres. Our 4219A Acre Max has been very strong as well. And we have a new 108-day corn that is our 4833AM that has really shown well this year also.
And I believe you do have some new Enlist E3 varieties for next year?
We do, yes. Our 2902 is one of those new numbers for us. We also have some new earlier Group 2 beans, our 2310 Enlist and our 2444 Enlist. So those are the E3 beans. So you can spray Roundup, Liberty, and the 2,4-D choline Enlist spray on them. So a lot of options.
And I believe that there is also a financing offer as farmers are moving through those fields, trying to wrap things up this year. Maybe something to think about, a financing offer, 0% interest. Tell us about that.
We do have a 0% interest offer. It's going to be available through either John Deere Finance or Rabobank. And if you sign up as a customer with us by the 8th of December, we'll give you a 0% financing all the way till next December. Plus, we'll also give you a 4% cash discount off of your seed purchase, as well as your standard volume discounts.
Okay, outstanding deal. Our theme a little over a week ago when we spoke to your cohort in Indiana, Mark Gibson, Northern Indiana, was indeed that the harvest was slow and it would take the bulk of November to really wrap it up. What's your thought about Southeast Michigan?
It's going to take very good weather here through the remainder of November to finish the crop. Corn, most guys are getting finished up with beans if they aren't finished already, and they're on to corn. There's just a lot of corn out there, and almost all of it's going to need dried down this year. So the lines at the elevator are long. One thing, fortunately, Dairyland hasn't had the issue in our products so far, but there are guys out there that have had some vomitoxin issues. And so they're having to be careful with that and possibly blend some loads so that they don't get rejected. But like I said, Dairyland has been very fortunate. We have not had much damage and vomitoxin in our grain.
That's good news. And you did mention that a lot of corn out there, good yields that you talked about, but variable. So are you optimistic we're looking at more good yields yet to come?
Yes, I am optimistic. I think that we have been blessed this year considering the early season. I know a lot of folks, they didn't contract early because we weren't sure if we were going to have a crop by the middle of June. And then once the rains finally started, it looked good. So I think that there are some good yields out there. I just wish that we would have known sooner so that we could have contracted at some higher prices.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not been going that direction here recently. Any other issues out in the field as things start to wrap up?
I think that for our Dairyland customers or any folks that are interested in trying some Dairyland for this coming year, we do have a couple of our key varieties that are starting to get a little tighter in supply because they've been performing so well. So if you are interested out there in using some Dairylands, definitely talk to your farmer dealer or your district manager to get some of those hybrids before we run out. That's one of the big things that I will say.
Grant Reif, District Sales Manager, Southeast Michigan for Dairyland Seed. Thanks for the update, Grant, and good luck the rest of the way.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, Andy. I appreciate it.